This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked states to develop at least one tourist destination per state at par with global standards by providing all facilities and infrastructure. Chairing the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday, the Prime Minister emphasized the idea of one state, one global destination. He noted that this initiative would not only boost tourism but also lead to the development of the neighboring cities as tourist places. Prime Minister Modi further urged all to work towards inclusion of women in the workforce. He said, "Laws and policies should be made so that women can be respectfully integrated in the workforce." Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya announced that government will organize Khelo India Northeast Games in one of the 8 states every year. Addressing Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, he said that government is fully committed to strengthening the sports ecosystem in the region through multiple initiatives. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary said the Northeast is no longer on the periphery of India. It is the new epicenter of India's development journey. Addressing the Rising Northeast Investors Summit 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary said that from Mizoram achieving 100% literacy rate to the entrepreneurial spirit of its youth, the region exemplifies resilience and community strength. He said that around 1 lakh students will be provided with training on artificial intelligence and assessment at free of cost across the country. Under the upcoming Skill for Readiness AI program, modules have been created and will be soon rolled out for students between class 6 and 12. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel said that the central government has collaborated with the state governments to enhance access to quality and affordable health care. Speaking to the media at the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, she said the private sector can play a crucial role in the advancement of health care in the entire northeastern region. The minister said that the central government has made every effort to reach out to the people in the northeastern region. Security forces recovered over 14 kilograms of suspected opium in Nagaland on Friday. The operation was carried out by troops of the 78th Battalion CRPF and police from Sechu Zubza Police Station during a routine check on National Highway 29 at the old Peducha Police Picket under Kohima District. The narcotics were found inside a vehicle bearing a Manipur registration number travelling from Senapati to Dimapur. A passenger identified as Dharam Singh from Ludhiana, Punjab, was found in possession of the contraband. The accused and the seized items have been handed over to Sechu Zubza Police Station for further legal action. As part of its ongoing public outreach initiatives, the Central Bureau of Communication Shillong, under the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, organized a special awareness program on green living at Kintu Shaprang Higher Secondary School, Lightlingcott, East Khasi Hills District, on Friday. The event was conducted under the themes of Swachhata Hi Seva, Poshan Abhiyan, and Ek Per Maa Ke Naam. The goal was to foster environmental consciousness, nutritional health, and civic responsibility among students and the community. The program was a part of CBC Shillong's continuous campaign to strengthen grassroots level awareness and citizen participation through information, education, and communication activities. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 122nd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.